interesting book for you to go back and look at.
Okay, thank you.
It's interesting to me, Joan, that you studied at Michigan, because I see so much of Wren Likert's work having its seeds in Mary Follett.
Uh-huh.
And Jane told us once years ago in one of these interviews that Wren was very forthright about Follett's influence on his thinking. I mean, the mutuality of interest, integration, the principle of integration that McGregor wrote about, the principle of supportive relationships.
You know, there's another line into Michigan with Follett, too, because Follett and Floyd Alpert at Syracuse.
I didn't realize that.
Were corresponded, and in fact, Follett went to Syracuse on a number of occasions because she was speaking at what has become the Maxwell School at Syracuse, and she was very close to William Mosier, who was then the head of the school. And,
right.
And Alpert was also involved in what then was called the School for Citizenship.
Uh-huh.
And so they corresponded, as she did correspond with Gordon Alpert, Floyd's brother. And so there's a kind of Michigan connection to Floyd Alpert as well, because Dan Katz studied with him, Earl Tannenbaum studied with him, and so there's kind of a crazy linkage there, too.
Well, it's a small field in many respects. So
mm-hmm.
had Wren retired when you were a graduate student?
No, he was still there, though nearing the end of his career.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is a small world. And so this experience, how has it changed your career and your outlook on management or organizational psychology?
Hmm.
I mean, you've been doing this for 20 years now, and so the initial impact really had a lasting effect on your career.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I think it's... fundamentally, I agree with her. I see the sweep of, I mean, her concern with relations, the importance of relations, of thinking of the individual to start out with as not a separate entity, but the individual as being involved in relatings, and you sort of build from there to kind of every process that we're concerned with as people, as organizational psychologists. I mean, we're, you know, conflict, power, leadership, group process, it kind of all starts with that kind of thinking about the individual as continually changing, continually being, as she would put it, sort of conditioned by internal and external forces. And so first of all, I think about her work all the time, no matter what I'm doing in the field, because it seems to me relevant to everything that I do. I suppose it's had a profound effect on my teaching, along with a lot of other examples from colleagues who are excellent teachers and whatnot too. But she makes us see quite clearly, I think, that teaching has to be a very interactive process. And so I tried to model my own teaching on that. And actually, her it's kind of funny, in some ways her career in social and civic work in Boston has also kind of come around in my own life, because I actually took a kind of leave of absence from working on the book for about 5 or 6 years, kind of in from about 89 to 95. And I was very involved in, actually, the neighborhoods that she worked in when she was involved in social and civic work in Roxbury and Dorchester here, working with a different population, but it's also largely an immigrant population of folks, and trying to grab a hold of kids who were interested in science education in some of the middle schools in Dorchester and Roxbury, and got very involved in a kind of interdisciplinary project here at UMass, trying to find ways to encourage those kids and support them and their teachers and so on. So we also got involved with the Boston Public Schools, which, Follett was intimately involved with the Boston Public Schools. So it was kind of funny. Sometimes I would sort of look around when I was over there, and I would think, well, I'm probably on the same streets she was on, sort of fighting the good fight as she did. So... I think I I feel her kind of in almost every aspect of my life.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have been so kind. We'd like to express our appreciation. We know you have class, and if your class is as exciting as this has been for us, it's going to be a grand hour.
That's terrific. Well, Art, I said in one of my emails to you, I'm trying to come out to the, I probably won't come to the Academy this year. I think I'm going to put that off for one more year, because it'll probably take, you know, it's going to take me 6-8 months to sort of get this thing cut, because I have to do some cutting, and get, you know, sort of totally lined up with a publisher, and then, so I think, you know, maybe coming to the Academy in another year will work well, but this April, I'm hoping to come out to the PSYOP convention.
Oh, okay, in San Diego.
I proposed to them doing a kind of conversation hour on Follett, because I get questions from people all over the world all the time who are wanting to know about Mary Follett and wanting to find sources and whatnot, so I thought that might be a good moment to kind of come out and share some of that stuff, so if you're going to be there, perhaps I'll see you there.
Looking forward to it.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day.
Thanks
you.
To your class.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.